KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies, a few snow flurries, and it's 29 degrees. We look for snow today with nearly steady temperatures in the low 30s, dropping into the 20s with winds north at 20 to 35 miles per hour, making for some more tricky travel conditions. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at Atlantic. Roadways, according to the Iowa DOT's 511IA.org website, are partially covered with snow. There are varying off-ramp and on-ramp conditions and icy bridges as well. Primarily, that is from north of Atlantic onto the west and northwest. As you go further to the east along Interstate 80 and some of the secondary roads like Highway 92 and Highway 44, the roadways are in normal driving condition. Highway 71 north of Audubon this morning is completely covered with snow, as are highways further off to the northwest in Harrison County and Monona County. Good morning, and once again, a reminder for you that a winter weather advisory is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties. A winter weather advisory in effect until midnight tonight for Cass, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties. A winter storm warning continues until 9 p.m. for Monona and Harrison counties, and a blizzard warning continues until midnight tonight for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, and Greene counties. Taking a look at the latest in school cancellations, we have had a few schools that have called us and canceled classes for today since we last gave you an update. The following schools are canceled for today: Atlantic, Adair Casey, AHSTW, Audubon, Charter Oak Ute, Exira EHK is canceled, Griswold, Guthrie Center, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. No school at Riverside today, no school at Trainer. Also, Underwood and Woodbine have canceled classes for today. There is no Atlantic Jack and Jill preschool at the Y today, no Child Watch now. Atlantic Little Lambs and Atlantic Head Start have canceled for today as well. In other weather-related announcements, there are no morning classes at the Nishta Valley Family YMCA. No congregate meals or meals on wheels to be served today in Audubon and Exira. The Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn is closed today, and there will be no cardiac rehab at the Cass County Health System, CCMH, this morning. In other news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a warrant had been issued Wednesday for the arrest of a Cass County man in connection with ongoing harassment. Authorities say 64-year-old Dwayne Edwin Myers was wanted for harassment by communication or intimidation after deputies were called to a home on Contrail Avenue in Griswold just before 9 p.m. Wednesday. The father of an 18-year-old female advised deputies his daughter was just harassed by their neighbor, identified as Myers, and that the problem was an ongoing issue. And a Des Moines woman was cited Wednesday afternoon for possession of a controlled substance, nearly 50 grams of marijuana, following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. After the Suburban she was driving was pulled over for speeding at around 12:45 p.m., a probable cause search was conducted of the vehicle, and the driver, who was identified as 29-year-old Catherine Elizabeth Ann Delger, was cited and then released from the scene. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a woman was arrested Thursday on a harassment charge. 30-year-old Trinke Marie Welder of Corning was arrested at around 10:30 a.m. Thursday and held in the Adams County Jail on a $300 bond. No other information was released concerning the circumstances of that incident. Police in Red Oak on Thursday arrested a man for allegedly attempting to break into a vehicle, according to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Red Oak police arrested 30-year-old Benjamin William Hrabic of Red Oak after officers were called to the 1200 block of North Highland Avenue. Witnesses provided police with a description of the suspect, who was located at the intersection of North Broad and East Corning Streets. Hrabic was taken into custody and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. Well, a bill that could have expanded the use of cannabis oil for a variety of debilitating medical conditions has stalled in the Iowa House.
At this time, if it isn't dead, it sure as hell shot through a hole.
That's Republican Representative Clell Bodler of Greenfield, the bill's sponsor. Bodler had hoped the bill would clear a House committee yesterday, but Bodler says he could only muster support for the bill from 3 of the 11 Republicans who serve on the Public Safety Committee. Bodler says disappointed is the tame way to characterize his reaction after working on the details on the bill for months.
I don't know what happened from last year to this year.
The state law that decriminalized possession of cannabis oil for the treatment of chronic epilepsy was set to expire this summer. Bodler and House leaders expect another bill will pass to simply lift the expiration date so patients, mainly children, who have used cannabis oil to reduce their seizures may continue with the treatment. Bodler's original bill would have set up a state-monitored system to grow marijuana, manufacture cannabis oil, and dispense it in Iowa. The legislature also included the likelihood Iowans who suffer from a variety of debilitating illnesses might have been able to get a prescription for cannabis oil. A bill dealing with a wide range of gun-related issues was the subject of a sometimes emotional hearing Thursday at the State House in Des Moines. Representative Matt Winchittle, a Republican from Missouri Valley, is a leading gun rights advocate at the House. Winchittle says his aim is to protect Iowans at all costs.
This is a work in progress. This is not the final product. We're here to take input, take suggestions, and then take it back to the members of the House to find out where we can move forward in advancing Iowans' Second Amendment rights.
David Walker, the retired dean of Drake University's law school, says the Stand Your Ground provisions in the bill will give psychological encouragement to so-called vigilantes.
I'm afraid that it will make people more trigger happy. They'll think, well, we have Stand Your Ground. I can do this. It's dangerous.
Laurel Clinton of Des Moines is a gun owner with a concealed weapons permit, but she opposes the bill. Clinton, who is African American, said she's worried her sons will be targeted if Iowa gun owners get new Stand Your Ground permission to fire in self-defense.
I have a 19-year-old who goes to college, and that scares me because he looks like that kid in a hood that everybody fears.
The far-reaching bill would grant lifetime permits to carry a concealed weapon. Iowans for Gun Safety President Carletta Knox Seymour of Cedar Rapids called it an idiot bill.
We're not talking about a deer. We're not talking about a bear. We're talking about human life.
And in addition, the bill would allow guns on a variety of places that are currently gun-free zones. The Iowa Hospital Association opposes letting people carry guns in hospitals. Jim Atty, CEO of the Waverly Health Center, says an emergency room can be a volatile place.
Next to the safety and well-being of my community and patients, I'm entrusted with the safety and well-being of my employees. And this bill makes it a little difficult for me to ensure that safety on a day-to-day basis.
Officials at Iowa's three public universities, as well as all 15 community colleges, oppose the bill as well because it would allow people to carry guns on college campuses. Jim Kirsten is a lobbyist for the Iowa Central Community College and for Dodge.
It really opens up a door that we don't need to, so we hope that you'll take that section out.
The bill would also let people carry a concealed weapon into the state capitol building.
We know that we have these contentious conversations, and that seems counterintuitive.
And the bill has backers like the National Rifle Association. Scott Rausch is state director of the NRA.
For the past decade, we've been fighting this fight, trying to get something like this bill passed in this state.
Iowa Firearms Coalition Executive Director Barry Snell also touted the bill during the hour-long forum.
This is a dramatic and historical step forward towards abolishing the Second Amendment as being a second-class right in the state of Iowa.
Another speaker at Thursday's hearing on the bill accused lawmakers of being pimped out by the gun groups. The next speaker was a woman whose son is on his high school trap shooting team. She urged legislators to scale the bill back and find the middle ground. Taking a look at national news headlines, President Trump is blaming the FBI for failing to stop leaks to the media. He says the information being reported is classified and could have a devastating effect on the country. Trump's tweet follows reports that his chief of staff, Rince Priebus, asked a top FBI official to dispute media report that Trump's campaign advisors were frequently in touch with Russian intelligence agents during the election. JCPenney says it will be closing anywhere from 130 to 140 stores, as well as two distribution centers over the next several months, as the company aims to improve profitability in the era of online shopping. JCPenney says it will also initiate a voluntary early retirement program for about 6,000 eligible employees. And authorities say four people were injured, three of them critically, when a private natural gas well exploded in eastern Oklahoma. The explosion happened last night as contract workers were repairing a gas line near Wagner, which is about 125 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. The Tulsa World reports the gas line was damaged by a truck earlier in the day. That is a check of the news brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.